Septim ordained, John told her. I don't think she'd like Nymeria helping either. The she-wolf regarded him silently with her dark golden eyes. It's just as well. I have something for you to take with you, and has to be packed very carefully. Her face lit up. A present? You could call it that. Close the door. Wary but excited, Arya checked the hall. Nymeria, here, guard. She left the wolf out there to warn of intruders and close the door. By then, John had pulled off the rags he'd wrapped it in. He held it out to her. Arya's eyes went wide, dark eyes like his. A sword, she said, in a small, hushed breath. The scabbard was soft grey leather, supple as sin. John drew out the blade slowly, so she could see the deep blue sheen of the steel. This is no toy, he told her. Be careful you don't cut yourself. The edges are sharp enough to shave with. Girls don't shave, Arya said. Maybe they should. Have you ever seen the scepter's legs? She giggled at him. It's so skinny. So are you, John told her. I had Micken make this special. The Bravos use swords like this in Pentos and Myr and the other free cities. It won't hack a man's head off, but it can poke him full of holes, if you're fast enough.